Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. I hope that you're all able to hear me tonight. I did get hooked up to DSL this week. That being said, when I was getting ready to log on, my computer did sit and spin and spin and spin for a while, but it's like, praise God, it appears to be working. I just hope all of y'all are good tonight. I've missed you. I went ahead when I've had so much trouble with the last program that I did about 3 weeks ago. I thought I've got to do something, and there's no point in frustrating myself and frustrating you guys too in trying to hear, you know, until I could get something done. And praise God, I had no idea that I could get DSL out in this, out here in the boondocks in the country like this, but God provided. So I'm going to play for y'all a song I've been wanting to play for y'all for a couple of months, but I couldn't get it to work before. So it is just the perfect song for this, for the program.
Receive it.
how proud y'all are hearing me tonight. I believe you are. I'm so glad I finally got to play that because it's just the most perfect song, you know, about praying for people and believing for breakthrough. And that's our heart here at PGN. That is our heart, is to see you guys be blessed and to have breakthrough in your lives and to be healed and to be delivered of trauma and fear and just to see every kind of breakthrough and understanding and growing in God. That's truly the heart of every one of us. And I know you guys want that. Anyhow, blessings, blessings, blessings over each and every one of you. I'm just delighted to be here with you tonight. It's been a whirlwind of the last two or three weeks. Well, actually probably a little longer than that. Maybe even the last month. It's been wild, but it's been good. Even good things come with their own pressures. We know that. Let me check my phone right quick. Okay. Make sure that Randy hadn't texted. But I, instead of preaching tonight, I'm going to give testimony. And the other night, I called into Randy's one night, and of course, he and I text back and forth quite a bit, so he knows what's going on in my life most of the time. And he had me talk a little bit and tell a few things, and then last night I said a little bit. But I will say this, tomorrow, hallelujah, at 3 p.m., we close on our Kilgore house. Praise God, praise God. And it's just such a blessing. The drive back and forth from our new place to our old place is an hour and a half, which makes it a three-hour round trip, which, as you guys know, diesel being like $5.20, $5.30, $5.40 a gallon, it was really running up. And sometimes we were taking both vehicles back and forth mowing, cleaning, you know, sweeping the porches and that sort of thing, and picking up limbs when there's been storms, and my husband bush hogging. So we've really kept the road hot going back and forth between the two. But I've just got to tell the story of what God did. And if some of you heard it on Randy's program the other night, I'm sorry, but I've got to repeat it. This has been such a journey. It's just been such a journey, and it's been years, literally years in the making. We searched for our place up here for 8 years. And eight is such, you know, eight is the number of new beginnings. But anyhow, you know, we purchased this place in November, actually moved up here March the 8th, still had animals at our other place for a while till we could get some fences up. And we're certainly not through up here by any means, building fences and barns and things like that. But we got enough stuff up that we were able to get all the animals transitioned. Anyhow, the carpenters didn't finish in the house down there till, I don't remember the exact day, but it was like April. It was the first few days of April. I mean, the first few days of May, I'm sorry. The first few days of May. And I had one or two people come look at it, even that were just acquaintances, people that I knew, even while the carpenters were still there. So anyhow, I had felt to sell it myself. Then I had some doubts of maybe I should list it because of the distance, and actually called in to a dear lady that I love, Diane, that called into her program one day and asked her to pray about it. She immediately said, the Lord says, sell it yourself. And it's like, okay, that's what you put in my heart to start with, Lord. That's it. So I put out a few signs. And then I think it was three days later that I finally was able to get it on Zillow. So I got it on Zillow on a Friday afternoon. By Monday, I had a realtor call me. Now, I had put in the ad that if a buyer had a realtor, that I would be willing to pay the 3% if they sold it. Even though I didn't have a realtor, I was willing to work with people that were using a realtor, because so many people are out of state right now. And that was the case with these. The people were in Oregon, had seen my Zillow ad, contacted their realtor, who contacted me. And she came out to the property. They and just did a video and talked to them on the phone while she walked through the house. Well, they put a full price offer on it that night. The next morning, I signed a contract on it. They were putting a contract on it sight unseen, just off the ad and just off photos and a little bit of video that the realtor did while she was in there, because she was kind of doing the, I don't know what you call it, the thing on her phone. So anyhow, I immediately went into the ad and put it on pending, because I was getting calls left and right, so I went ahead and put it on pending. And it was about a week later, 6 days later, anyhow, the wife in Oregon was able to get a flight to come down to actually look at the house, because they had an elderly father living with them whose health was not good at all, and they were caring for him, so they had to make sure that it would work. Anyhow, that was a large house we had there, but it did have some stairs in it because it had a sunken kitchen and all about three stairs, and stairs getting into the house from outside. And I guess in all of the photos and the talking, that had been, she had not realized that. So when the lady came down, she walked through the house and saw that it had stairs, and she's like, this is not going to work for our elderly father. So that realtor called me that night, and she told me, she said they backed out and said it's not going to work for their elderly dad. And I'll be honest, I was disappointed, partly because during that week that I had it on pending, you know, I was missing other buyers. And I wish I could say, all of us is like, Lord, help me watch my mouth. Help me watch my mouth. But I'll have to say, you know, my first thought was, oh, great, they caused, you know, there's been a week here. Because we all know that a place is the most marketable. You know, when it first hits the market, is typically the best time to sell it, because everybody flocks to those new listings. And my first thought was, is like, oh great, they caused me to miss all of the, you know, the other buyers during this first week. And of course, Randy and I were texting, and I'm like, rah 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 rah, you know, about it. And I was like, God forgive me. Anyhow, that realtor, she was the sweetest thing. She told me, she said, hon, she said, I think you could actually get more money for your house than what you're asking. And I had gone back and forth on the price, you know, of kind of within reason. I knew kind of the range, but I didn't know exactly. So I went ahead and I went up on it $16,000. And, of course, that realtor, had that sale gone through, she would have gotten 3%. So all in all, you know, there would have been about, anyhow, I'll move on to the next part. Anyhow, when the realtor told me that, the next morning I put it back on Zillow, that it was back up from, it was back available at a higher price, $16,000 higher than it had been. And God is so good. God is so good. About 30 hours later, I had another full price offer at the higher price from another couple or family from Oregon, except this family was already living down here. They were living in a trailer and had already got employment in the area, and were living, I'm assuming when she said trailer, in a fifth wheel, with a family of five, three beautiful little girls and teenage girls, and then the mom and dad. But they were just lovely. I had the most wonderful feeling about them when they came to the house, and you know, sometimes your spirit just reaches out and goes, this is the one. And they walked through the house. The little teenage girls were just darling. One of them, the middle one, loves horses and wants a horse, which, you know, that tugged on my heart. And they wanted animals and cows and goats and all of that stuff, which I love that they wanted our place to put animals on, because our first two places that sold, people did not put animals on, you know, they were not animal people. They just wanted the acreage. So it thrilled my heart that somebody wanted to buy it, with all of the barns and cross fences and all that we had that would put animals on it. And they were, everything in the place, they were just delighted about. It just makes your heart feel good when all of the little personal things that you like or things that you did, including, you know, I had left wallpaper in the back bedroom. I had put it up myself, and I still loved it, so I left it. And those little things that they just go, oh, my gosh, I love that. It just thrills your heart, you know. And when they got through looking, we went to the backyard, and I was showing them the various, because I love outside flowers, and I showed them the various plants and things and just explaining things to them. And finally the husband, he said, well, he shook my hand, and he said, well, thank you for showing us around. He said, we'll talk about it and get back with you. Well, the wife kind of bowed up and kind of looked down at the ground, and she said, I want it. And he looked a little shocked, and he looked at her, and she said, I want it. And he stared at her kind of big-eyed for a few seconds, and then he looked at me, and he said, well, what title company do you want us to use? I just loved it. It was so cute and so funny. But anyhow, they shook my hand, and they went straight to the title company and put a contract on it. And we got the ball rolling. And even from there, I watched the faithfulness of God. Just God so faithful. But see, I've known that God wanted us to move. This wasn't something that was just in my head or in my mind. God had been prophesying to us about this move for years. Put it in our heart to move, and then told us things that were, you know, purpose and destiny and his plans. But anyhow, the realtor, the first couple's realtor, they actually had already had it inspected. She had given me the name and number of a surveyor, because we would need a new survey, and the seller pays for that. And anyhow, they came highly recommended. So I had called that survey company. But, you know, I didn't have a good feel about them. It was one of those, you know, sometimes you get kind of a yuck in your gut about something. I didn't have a good feel when I talked to them. And the woman had told me, she had said, well, you know, it's going to be $2,500 to survey it. She said, it'll be 4 or 5 weeks from now, and at the earliest. And see, we had already set a closing date sooner than that. And I thought, gosh, that's going to make us late. And I couldn't shake the feeling of that kind of yuck in my gut. So anyhow, I did some Googling, I did some checking, called one other, wasn't the right one. And so I called one other that was in the same town. And this man, he gave me a bid that was, or a price that was $700 cheaper than the company that came highly recommended. And he told me, he says, I can get to you in about 2 weeks. I was just elated. And I thought, oh, God, look at what you're doing, keeping us on track. And the same thing for the appraisal. Everyone, you know, other realtors said, oh, you know, appraisers are backed up. It could take weeks and weeks to get an appraiser. And, of course, the buyers and their lender are the one that took care of that part. But they had an appraiser lined up in about a week. You know, and even that, when I went out there to meet them, because I kept the front gate locked, the appraiser, and they were supposed to come, I'm trying to think if they were supposed to come like at 2 o'clock that day. And so I had been out there for a while doing some yard work and all, and I had thought, well, I'm going to run up the street, because it was like 12:30, I guess. And I thought, I'm going to grab me a burger or something and something to drink, and then I'll still be back, because I was only going like 3 miles up the road. And I thought, I'll still be back in time to be here before they ever get here. So I went up the road, and it was one of those days Randy texted me, and we were talking about some real estate and things that he was looking at. And so I was a little bit extra long. You know, I ended up being about an extra 20 minutes or so getting back. Well, as I turned onto my road, I saw a car, you know, leaving my road that had an appraiser on the side of it. And I thought, oh, my, because I knew the appraiser was coming actually from Louisiana. And I thought, oh, my God, I've missed him. Here I run up the road and I've missed him. And who knows when they can get back. But I had the appraiser's phone number in my phone. So I called them and I said, did I miss y'all? And they said, well, yeah, we ended up being early. They said, but we walked around the house and the back door was open. And I thought, oh, my, yes, I had, when I was in the kitchen, I had opened the glass door and had went out on the back porch for a minute. And when I come back through, I had forgotten to lock it. And so even though I had locked the front door and had left the gate open thinking I'd be right back, thank God they were able to, that they went all around the house checking doors, and anyhow, they found the open door. They had gone in and appraised it. Everything was fine, and they were gone. So just from start to finish, y'all, I have just seen the goodness of God and the faithfulness of God and all of this. And when it's God's plan and it's, you know, it's what he's wanting to do, and we're trying to move forward with him the best we know how, because we have had opposition, oh my gosh, you know, those things I don't really talk about much, but opposition from family members and this and that, and oh wow, you just wouldn't believe. Don't have time to talk all of that, and had rather talk about the goodness of the Lord anyhow. But we just kept plugging along and kept plugging along, you know, with the naysayers and the doubters and the, well, you ought to do this. Well, why don't you just stay here? You know, you've already got all the facilities here, you know, all of this kind of stuff. But we knew that God had called us up here. We knew 40 years ago that God had called us up here. So anyhow, long story short, we're to the day. We're to the day. Tomorrow afternoon, we finally close on the property. We don't have to keep going back and forth. We can concentrate more on getting things done here and, too, just resting for a while. I think that we're ready for just a little bit of rest as well as moving forward. But I just am amazed at what God has done. And I'll say this. The second buyer that the Lord sent after the realtor told me to go up on the price, and the fact that the second buyer did not have a realtor, we will gross an extra $30,000 than what we would have had the first buyer went ahead and gone on with the purchase. So I've apologized to the Lord time and again for murmuring, complaining when they backed out, and I thought I had missed buyers over that week that they had the house tied up. But I'm like, oh, Lord, forgive me. God, look at what you did. Look at what you did. It was all for my good. It was all for my good. And we've ended up with more than we even thought. So praise God. Praise God. And what God does for one, he does for another. As God has moved on our behalf, I know he is moving on your behalf too. He is moving behind the scenes, working behind the scenes, even when we don't realize it. Even sometimes when it looks like that it's a bad thing. You know, when that first buyer backed out, I thought, oh, goodness, you know. But sometimes those things that look like they're bad, you know. And I know the word says what the enemy means for evil, God will turn for good. Well, I don't know that this was the enemy. Because to be honest, had that first couple's realtor not come to me and said, hon, being a realtor, and said, hon, I think you can get more money than what you're asking, I probably wouldn't have gone up. So honestly, I think the first couple and the first realtor, that actually was God too, that was not the enemy at all. That was God saying, I want you to get the highest and best. I have the highest and best for you. We're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. First and not last. God is always watching out for us. He loves us so much. All right, I'm just thrilled I'm still online, y'all. Let me write down these other numbers right quick. And I'm going to play one more little short song that I just love. It makes my heart happy. And then we'll start taking callers. It's a little short song, but I just love this little sing song. And that's what it's called. It's called Sing. Thank you.
sing in the morning to the end of the day, as a heavenly little melody to the rhythm of your praise. And I give you my heart and something's different ever since. I can't keep hallelujah off my lips. Now you make me wanna sing all about your love. You make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done. You turn my life around. Your love is a river, that river is running wild. People think I'm crazy for the way I'm acting, baby, that's true. I'm crazy about you, and you make me wanna sing about your love. You make me wanna tell the whole world what you've done. You turn my life around, this song for now. The song stuck inside my head all day. Yeah, you make me wanna sing.
Love that little song. It just makes me happy. It makes me smile. Makes me want to sing. God, you're so good. All right. Oh, go back up here, thing. All right. First caller, 205-531. How's Miss Julia, Mae?
Just fine, just fine.
That's so good to be able to hear a clear voice and this thing's not bleeping out on me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, are you nice and clear?
That's wonderful. I tell you what, I've had on my mind, if I can make it work. You know, this thing's got a little blue mic thing, just this little round mic thing. I would like to do some live praise and worship on the program sometime instead of always playing other songs. If I can make that work out, I'm liable to make guinea pigs out of y'all and try it out on y'all one night. But anyhow, you doing good, girl?
Doing just great. Just great.
Good, good. Still job hunting?
Yes, yeah, still job hunting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, God may, he may do something a little different with you. I don't know for sure, but he may do something. I don't know exactly what you're looking for, but he may do something. It wouldn't, I'll just say it wouldn't surprise me. Just a little. Mm-hmm. He may do something a little different with you than what you're accustomed to doing or what you're thinking. But let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for broadening her vision. Father, I thank you, Lord, that your plans for her, Lord, that they're always bigger. Lord, your plans for all of us are always bigger than what we see ourselves. Lord, and your plans for Julia May, they're larger than what she has seen even for herself. Lord, your word, you talk about stretching out our stakes, Lord, that we make our tent larger, that pushing our stakes out. And Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, for putting it in Julia May's heart, Lord, to reach out further with her faith, to reach out further with her expectation, Lord, to not cling to what's familiar. Sometimes we shortchange ourselves when we cling to what is familiar. But we open our hearts, we open our eyes, we throw off all of those all of the boxes, all of the anything that would tend to box us in or block us in, those boundaries that we say, God, you set my boundaries, Lord, you show me what you have, because your faith is limitless. You know, God's plans for us, they're so beyond what we ever think or dream. And many times he'll take us in areas that we never saw ourselves in, the God we serve. There's so many words I have gotten back in the past. I can remember my sister, too, when she was alive, you know, getting prophetic words. I know some people will say, oh, that the prophetic words will only confirm what you already knew. And I have to totally disagree with that. I totally disagree. I know that's taught in a lot of places, but I have received words. I've seen others receive words, things that would, you know, just leave our mouths dropped open, because God would tell us what his plans were, and wouldn't be something we would ever have dreamed for ourselves or ever thought for ourselves, you know, because we tend to live in that limited area of what we're familiar with, maybe what we're accustomed to, or what mom and dad did, or what's been done in the little town we were in, or in the church we were in. And God sees so far beyond that. But those prophetic words, he'll bring things to you that you'll think, oh my gosh, I never dreamed anything like that. Never thought about that. So I say, don't, you know, that old saying or that old teaching of it, it'll be something that's already in your heart. I disagree. I think that when the Lord speaks those things that are beyond our reasoning, I think that our hearts will leap at it. You know, we may have some trepidation, we may have some doubts and things, but I think that our spirit grabs, you know, our spirit's there that leaps at that, going, yes, yes, that's what God has. That's God. That's God. And so something in us just reaches out and puts a hook in that word and says, I can believe for that. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in Julia May's life, and, Lord, all that you're going to do. And, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for expanding her vision, for expanding her faith and expanding her expectation, Lord, that she won't see herself in just one box or one area, but, Lord, that she will, in her heart, know that you're able to do anything with her. You're able to take her anywhere. You're able to move her into areas that she's never even entertained in her mind of being, because, God, that you want the best for us. Lord, you want the best. I'm the highest and best. There used to be a lady that's in heaven now that was a prophetic lady in this area. She was just beautiful, had a beautiful gift and a beautiful spirit about her. And that's one thing she would say. She said, I just pray God's highest and best for you. God's highest and best. And I loved that. It stuck with. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that your heart for Julia May is your highest and best, because she's a daughter of the King. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, you're welcome. So, do you have any particular prayer requests tonight, sweetie?
No, just the prayer, you know, like I said, prayer, do his will, and like I said, I'm looking at a different angle, you know, because like I said, I was in the school system, so, but I, like I said, I did start by remote, but we working on jumping bus trying to get here on time. She's doing better. She had got sick, and I don't know if I talked to you, but she ended up back in the hospital with her sugar, so, but thank God she's doing better.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And if I had told you or not, she had to go to the hospital around her birthday because her sugar dropped down so low, because I went in there, couldn't get her to wake up. And we couldn't find out why the sugar failed, but thank God, you know, got her back up, and she's tripping around doing great.
good. Praise God. That girl, she just bounces back. It's just amazing what God has done in her life.
And continue, you know, accept his will and put everything in his capable hands.
You know, most of the time that's what we have to do, particularly when it's something we can't control anyhow.
Right.
But even the things we can, it's like, give it to God, because he's going to do so much more with it than we ever can.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. Well, you have a blessed week, girl. It sure was good talking to you, and it was so nice to be able to be heard and to hear.
You loud and clear. Thank God.
Thank the Lord. God. Yeah. Well, be blessed, lady.
You too. You continue to be blessed.
All right, 828-989. How is Miss Jennifer tonight?
Hi, how are you? Oh, I missed you.
Oh, I missed y'all too. I was just at my wit's end with the computer stuff, though. And I, like I said, I have never lived anywhere out in the country, and I've always lived in the country, that you could have DSL in about 100, I don't know, maybe 100 yards off the edge of our property. There's a little bitty building out there that says People's on it. I assumed it was some kind of phone line thing. And the people that had this property before us had HughesNet, and I contacted them. I said, did that work very good? And she said, no, not really, it didn't. And I went, well, I don't want to fool with that then. And so I saw, when we were uptown one day, I saw the People's building, peoples.com. So we went in there, and sure enough, they said, oh, yeah, we can get DSL out there. I'm going, oh, my Lord, who would have ever dreamed I could get DSL out here? So we got her hooked up last Thursday evening, I think it was. And right now they've got a temporary line. They'll have to get out here later and do another. But I'm just thrilled. I'm just like, thank you, Jesus. Because I wasn't sure I was going to be able to continue doing the program if I didn't get something worked out.
Well, you sound great. You sound great, and it was a nice break for you.
Good, good, good. Glad it sounds good. Well, let's pray for you. Lord, I thank you for Jennifer. Father, I thank you, God, for the new beginnings that are in her life. And I can see you, Jennifer. I can see you like someone that's fixing to get the water. I can see you taking your toe like a little barefoot and kind of sticking your toe in the water and kind of pulling it back like, oh. And like sticking your toe out and kind of putting it in the water and like, well, like someone that's a little reluctant to wade off into the deep. But it's like just a little bit of timidity there about a little questioning. We all do that. We question ourselves and we question, Lord, is this your timing? Lord, is this your will? Lord, is everything finished and wrapped up in the season I've been in? But that's the way I see it. See, like dipping your toe in the water, like, okay, well, I'm fixing to wade out in here. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for all the wonderful blessings that you have for Jennifer and all that you've done in her. And, Lord, that you're increasing, Lord, her faith, increasing her, I hear the word consistency. He's increasing your consistency in him to trust him, to believe him. And that consistency of knowing that God is with you, that God is listening, that God is directing your steps. Because like I said, most of us will second guess ourselves some. But I sense, honestly, that your spiritual GPS is strong and is going to be stronger. That, you know, like there's an anointing for the times and seasons. And I see that working, that operating in your life, you know, very, very attuned. And I see it growing. I see that something, you know, I know people talk about the Issachar anointing, you know, for times and seasons. That, you know, I don't know what all that entails, but at least for your life, I know I'm really sensing you having a real sensitivity to the winds to move, winds to be still, where to go, you know, and how to move the times and seasons. Like I said, your spiritual GPS being very strong. And as you move forward in this, as you walk out the things that God has before you, you know, and just walk out your life of what the next steps are, I see you becoming much more confident in that, okay, this, I'm hearing God, I'm sensing God, I'm feeling God, I'm becoming confident in the gifts that are within you more than you have been in the past. And you may be pretty confident, I don't know, but whatever, I do sense it growing, the word that you're, you have that, I know that I know that I know that this is right and that this is the right timing. So praise God, that's, you know, we can do the right thing, and if the timing is wrong, a lot of times it still doesn't work out. Same thing. God can say move, and we can tarry too long and can miss great opportunity or cause problems for ourselves. So it's to have that knowing of when to make a move, when to press forward, when to accept invitations to speak or whatever it is. That's huge. I mean, that's huge. Timing can be everything. And knowing the where to go. Like I said, the GPS system, the way I heard it, the GPS is like where to go, how to get there. And I just sense your GPS, your spiritual GPS, being very strong, being very accurate, being very strong. So, Lord, I thank you. Father, I thank you for Jennifer. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for, Lord, just all that you've got for her, all of the joy and the songs and the praises. Lord, all those hard lessons that she's learned. And, yes, we continue to have those as long as we're here on earth. We continue to have them. But, Lord, we learn how to navigate through those easier. Lord, as we've had victories, as we've matured, we learned how to navigate through those tight places and those difficult things so that we don't stay in those places as long. We don't stay in the valley as long. We do move right on through them, Lord, because we know that you're with us. And we learn how to, Lord, we learn how to maneuver with you. So, Lord, I just speak a blessing over in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Wow, that's really spot on. I can see, have a sense of that God's doing that in my life. So, praise
awesome.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I just see an exciting time ahead of you. You got anything you want to share or a special prayer request?
I actually have my son here. He traveled to visit me, and he can't. I was going to have him call in tonight, but he doesn't have service here. He's got a different carrier. So just, to pray for him.
Sure. Sure. What's his name?
Colin.
Colin?
Yes.
Colin, okay. Father, I thank you for Colin. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God, Lord, that surrounds him. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, how that you have walked with him, Lord, how you have protected him, how you have guided him, even at times when he didn't know he was being guided. Lord, I thank you how that you have, Lord, how that you have dealt with his mind at times. Father, those times when you have spoken to him in a way that maybe he didn't recognize it was you, but Lord, that you have been working in his life. Lord, it has seemed like behind the scenes or has seemed like it was unseen at times, but Lord, that you have been working in his life, and you have, I see the hand of God literally directing his steps at times, Jennifer, that at times the Lord has literally put his hand out and like blocked the way, where that I can feel the Spirit of God on this, that when Colin would have maybe followed the influence of others or friends or others, or would have gone a different direction at times, I literally see the hand of God, just like a mother will with a little kid, how they'll block him, put his hand up and block a path to keep him going in the direction that he's wanted him to go. And Father, I thank you for, I don't know if Colin has had some kind of health issues at some time, something that's maybe not major, but some that has nagged him some. But Lord, I just thank you, Father, for health and restoration in Colin. If he has broke something at some time, I don't know. I'm just sensing that there's some little something, not big, but some little something that has aggravated him at times. And Father, I thank you, Lord, just for the good mind that you've given Colin. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the favor of God that is on his life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the sweetness in him. Lord, just like his mama has it, there's a sweetness in him, a politeness about him that really attracts people, that people appreciate about him, that there's a politeness there about him and a respect towards him, a respect from him towards others that's appreciated by others. And Father, just thank you, Lord, for the talents and the gifts that you've put within him. Does he play musical instruments?
No, he doesn't.
No? It seems like I see go ahead.
He's you know, he's had somebody tell him and ask him the same question before, though, so I don't know, maybe God's doing something there.
Yeah, sometimes we have things that if we've not explored it yet, we're unaware of it. It just seems like I sense that there's a musical talent there in his life in a specific area. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing him and directing him, and God, for opening up, Lord, just the bigness of who you are, opening up into his sight realm, into his vision, into his understanding, Lord, just how great you are and how much you're with him. Lord, I just sense that he does not realize how much that you have walked with him unbeknownst to him many, many times. Lord, that you have protected him and kept him, and Lord, you've whispered to him. Many times he thought it was his own thoughts, and it really was, and it was the voice of the Lord that was directing his steps and speaking comfort to him and giving him understanding and knowledge and helping him avoid things, helping him avoid traps of the enemy, that God's been with him. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for keeping him, Lord, and walking with him and helping him to, Lord, to have those encounters with you that are unforgettable and life-changing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Wow. I can say, wow. Yeah, he's run into a lot of dead ends. It's been frustrating. And I can see God's protection over his life in many, many areas. And that really...
Yeah.
I'm not sure it'll speak to him, but
praise the Lord. Like I said, I saw the hand of the Lord literally just block at times things that would have been detrimental or would have been bad for him, would have been wrong choices. The hand of God just literally block him. So praise God.
I can see that. I can absolutely see that. Praise God. And I just give him all the praise for that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. It was good to get to talk to you tonight.
Oh, it was wonderful hearing your voice. You're just, we just love you. We love you.
Oh, I love you too. I love you guys too. Colin is a blessed boy to have you for a mama.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm a pretty blessed mama. I've got great children, great kids.
That's
and
awesome.
I know that is by God's hand because they've been through a lot and God has protected them. So I give him glory for that.
Yeah, God is good. Well, you have a blessed week, hon, and hopefully I'll get to make every Monday night now, unless we're out of town or something, since we have a better connection. So be blessed.
I'll keep you in touch. You too, Jeannie. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, 910-709. How is Miss Sylvia tonight?
She's fine. How are you, Jeannie?
I'm good. Just amazed at God and all that he does. You know,
amen.
Even despite, even despite us, you know, despite the things we do, God blesses us and helps us.
That's right. I'm glad you're back.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be back. I don't know why, girl, while I'm talking to you, I keep hearing the word cheerleader, cheerleader, cheerleader. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, cheerleader. I'm just hearing that word over and over and over. Father, I just thank you for Sylvia, Father, Lord, and that, yes, Lord, I do know that Sylvia is a cheerleader for you, Lord. She shouts your goodness, your praises. She, Lord, she very visibly, Lord, declares your goodness in this earth and declares the healing balm of the Lord and the healing powers of the Lord and the saving and the grace, Lord, that she is. But Lord, I also know that the Lord, your word tells us, Lord, even that the those that are already in heaven and the angels, that they cheer us on, that they're cheering for us. And the Lord's always encouraging us and saying, come on, Bubba, you can do it. Come on, Sylvia, come on, this one and that one, come on. I've got more, I've got more. You know, and there's something about, you know, people, even the ball players, when they have those cheerleaders cheering for them, how it encourages them, how it gives them like that added strength. You know, there's something about being cheered on that it just, it like pumps you up in your energy of, yes, 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 I can do this. I can do this. Yes, I can overcome. Yes, I can get through the lines. You know, they have that opposition. I don't know. I mean, I've been to football games. If it hadn't have been for the scoreboard and the uniforms been a different color, I would have never known who was winning. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have called Sylvia as a cheerleader for you. But Lord, at the same time, there are those in heaven, the angels, the saints that have gone before, Lord, in you too. Lord, how you're cheerleading for her. You're calling her on. You're encouraging her on. You're saying you can do it. You're a winner. You're anointed. You're equipped. I'm with you. You can overcome. Father, I just thank you, God, Lord, how you encourage us. I thank you, Lord, how that you enable us, or more than enable. You, Lord, you make us able. I like that better. I hear the word enable in bad terms sometimes, but God makes us able through him to be overcomers and conquerors in all that we face, more than conquerors through Jesus, through Jesus. Jesus, we just cheer your name. We cheer your name, the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you. Lord, I thank you, Lord, how you've worked in Sylvia's life and how you're working. And Lord, when she has those questions, Lord, in her mind, that at times those questions that kind of nag at her and say, well, what about this and what about that and what about the when? When's this going to happen? And those things that tend to mess with us a little, Lord, that the whole time you're just cheering her on and saying, oh, girl, we got this, we got this. I'm with you. I'm for you. I'm beside you. I'm in you. I'm with you. I'm going before you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just bringing that comfort, bringing that expectation, that knowing, Lord, that you're working things out. Lord, that knowing that you're directing her path. Lord, that knowing that, Lord, that you're moving hindrances out of the way. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for removing every hindrance, every spirit, every spirit that works through people, Lord, every spirit that would try to hinder, Lord, that you move that out of the way and make the path clear for her. Lord, your word says you go before us and you make the crooked places straight. Those places that would seem like, you know, you're driving down the road and the roads are real crooked. You have to go real slow and you know, you have to worry about the other drivers a little bit more. You know, you have to have more caution when you're driving down really windy roads, those crooked places. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for making those crooked places straight where it's smooth sailing, where we can just put that puppy on cruise control, Lord, even in ease down the road, because we know that you have gone before us and have prepared the way. Father, I just thank you for it. And Father, I thank you for just bringing peace to Sylvia, answering her questions, Lord, answering her prayers, but bringing peace to her in the journey, in the progress of the journey, in the mile by mile, step by step of the journey, bringing her peace. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Well, what's going on with you, girl? How you been doing?
I've been doing great. Picking up energy. Getting up at 5:30 now. I could never do that before. And
yes.
I'm doing 5:30. I'm on the prayer line by 6. I'm walking by 7. And I could never do that before with, you know, the conditions that I had. And my body is feeling so much better now. I even signed up for college, Jeannie. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow. So, cool.
Yes, I signed up for, I felt like the Lord was leading me to go, you know, to divinity schools. I figured, you know, I'm feeling better. I'm not doing anything else, but, you know, and I signed up, so I'll be going in the winter some else. Give myself time to see if I really wanted to go or I changed my mind. But one day I asked the Lord, I was telling him if he wanted me to go for him to supply a computer and a printer. So one day someone just knocked on the door and had me a computer. A laptop, and then 2 days later, someone told me they got a printer. I said, oh, man. I said, he means for me to really go.
That sounds like confirmation, doesn't it?
Yes, so I signed up, so I'm just waiting, and we'll see how that goes. But I feel like I'm being renewed in every area of my life. I feel like this is my time. I feel like my body feels better. My mindset is better. Everything is looking up.
That's
I'm not
wonderful.
As sick as I was before. Right.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Girl, you've hung in there and kept believing God, kept trusting God, and he's answering your prayers. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. That's some of that. Yeah, that's some of that. Easy sailing kind of stuff, even though I know it'll have its deals, but praise God. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I wanted to know if you could pray for my daughter, Jasmine.
Huh? Anything specific or just prayer?
No. Yes.
Okay. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Jasmine. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the beauty of God, Lord, that's around her inner. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the beauty of God being revealed to her, the beauty of the Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for, Lord, how you, that you have embraced her and held her, God. And Lord, I just see that, like Jasmine has needed at times that embrace. She's needed that comfort of Father God's embrace, that daddy kind of hold, that she's needed that daddy kind of hold at times. I don't know, Sylvia, if that's at times that Jasmine has maybe just felt a little insecure or if things have gone on in her life, but it's like I see her treasuring that embrace of Father God and needing that. You know, sometimes there's just a healing.
Yeah.
There's a healing in that embrace of Father God that one thing we can just let everything out, you know, that if we need to cry in Daddy God's arms, we can. If we just need to hug him back and just sit there and be quiet and just feel that embrace of the Father that's like, I can rest in his arms. I can trust him and I can rest in his arms and just that secure feeling, just that secure feeling, because there's so many things in life this day and time that we can feel insecure and feel like, you know, which way do I turn and what do I do next? And there's just such that security, but I just see like Father God putting his arms around her and just embracing her and her soaking that up, her needing that. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Jasmine, Lord, and the Lord just bringing a new joy and a new peace to her heart, Father, where there's been where there's maybe been concern about things or been some turmoil in some areas of her life, Lord, just bringing the peace of God, a fresh wind. And Lord, Father, I ask for some new things in Jasmine's life. Lord, that new day in Jasmine's life. Lord, if she has felt stuck in some areas, if she has felt like not been forward movement or whatever, that's all I know, that if she has felt stuck in some areas, Lord, that new day, that fresh wind, that fresh breath from God, Lord, and that big hug from Daddy God, Lord, to let her know that you love her and that you're with her and that, Lord, that you'll never leave her, never forsake her. Father, thank you, Lord, for all of the destiny and the talents that you have put within her, that you've called her to, Lord. And Father, I thank you for lifting her head, Lord, for lifting her head. And I just thank you, Father, for bringing a smile to her face. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for the encouragement that her mama is to her. Lord, I thank you, Father, that people that don't always tell us, you know, sometimes I may even act like they oppose it some, but Lord, that they still recognize and they see the Spirit of God and the wisdom that's there. And Lord, I just thank you for Sylvia, Lord, how she prays for her kids, how she pours into her, Lord. And I just speak a blessing over Jasmine and protection, Lord, over her heart, over her mind. And Lord, that she just find a real settledness in you, Lord, in her mind and in her heart. But Lord, she find that stability in you that even that she longs for. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
So how old is Jasmine?
Jasmine is 35.
Okay.
And she's feeling stuck, but the Lord just gave her a new position. But she was feeling stuck before, and she went through surgery, but, you know, she can still conceive, but she's had a lot of issues with that, and she says that she just wants one child, but she's not married, and so she wants a relationship, but she's in one now, but I don't know. I feel like he's not the one, and I just don't. She's been hurt a lot. She's been hurt a lot. So I just don't. I don't feel quite comfortable with him. I feel like maybe I know that he stretches the truth pretty much, and he's a little different, and I was a little concerned. So I've been asking God, you know, and if he, you know, because Jazz has a really good heart, and I'm just hoping that she, you know, that she won't get used in the process. You know, some other guys have done that, but he's not a God lover. He talks about Scientology, and I told him that this family is a line of preachers and prophets, and you know, and I'm thinking that, you know, I feel like he's an intruder, imposter. You know, I feel like he's the imposter, and her true husband hasn't came yet.
Right.
And
in so many things, there's almost always a counterfeit before the real thing shows up. Because the enemy is always trying to get us off course. And I've seen that in properties and houses and, you know, spouses, everything else. So, Father, we just pray that Jasmine will have the heart of God, will sense the heart of God, and will see anything that's hidden will be brought to light and that she will see for herself. So,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Yes, I'm a little concerned about that. Yes.
You know, God will do that. I mean, God is very good about opening our eyes to see things that are below the surface, you know, or particularly if they're purposely being trying to be hidden. So, you know, just keep her covered in prayer and know that God will direct her steps and help her. you know, with a desire for a child, yeah. Sometimes that desire can push because people, they get to worrying about
yes.
their time clock. You know, they're like, well, my clock's ticking and I need to get pregnant
yes.
before I'm any older.
Yes.
You know, it's like, Lord,
right.
help her to be patient and know that you, Lord, that your timing is perfect. God's timing is perfect. So praise God. Well, girls, is there anything else?
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
you're welcome. That's it. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And you have a good week, girl.
You too. God bless.
Let me get a little drink of water right quick. Right, it's 502-548. How is Greg tonight?
Greg is just absolutely wonderful, Miss Jeannie. How are you?
I bet you are wonderful. You always sound like you're wonderful.
Yes,
life
you.
Is good. I'm great.
I'm a pretty
great.
Positive guy, and I got a pretty amazing girl, so that kind of just bonus on top of bonus. And she's got
yeah,
two amazing kids. Sweet.
I kind of agree with that. I think you did, too. I think you did, too.
Oh, yeah. I get out of my league on this one. We know that's a God thing.
God blesses us. God blesses us.
Amen. He blesses the blind and the stupid.
Well, we won't go there.
I'm just kidding. It's good. It's very good.
Yeah. Father, I thank you for Greg. Father, I thank you, Lord, that he is your hand extended. Lord, that he allows you to work through him, Father, that he's not afraid, God. Greg's not afraid to put his hand out to the plow. He's not afraid to reach out to others. Father, that there's a boldness about Greg, Lord, that he is willing. He's willing and knows that you are able to work through him. So he allows you to be your arm extended through him, Lord. He even welcomes it. He even welcomes that. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, that he so pleases you. He pleases your heart. And, Lord, that you've not even begun to show him the things that you're going to do in his life. I just sense such a love of God for you, Greg. Just sense a tenderness towards you from the Lord. Just like that true tenderness of a father that admires his son. I just sense that love of God for you and just his tenderness towards you, of his pleasure in you, and his plans for you that are big and are more than you have probably thought about. And I have seen you that you're entering a very busy season. I see your hands being very busy. I see you like been over gathering up things. I see you gathering up things. Really like you're packing boxes. I see you gathering things up. I see you like sorting through things and gathering things, and you're in preparation for moving forward. Just like when the in the Bible, when the people, when they journeyed, I'm sure like with Abraham and he journeyed, you know, they would go to gather things up to go to the next place. The children of Israel, when the cloud would move, it was like, okay, y'all, it's time to pack up your tent. It's time to pack up your belongings and get your camel and your goats and whatever else you've got. It's time to move with the Lord. And I see you gathering up, boxing up, gathering up. I just see you've been over gathering up, and I sense a very busy season that you're entering. God positioning, God moving with you. But I see you moving with the cloud. You're moving with the cloud. And God's provision will be just as it was with the children of Israel. God's provision will be with you as you move with him. You know, you'll have the cloud by day, the fire by night. Keep moving with God. And you will. I have no doubt about that. You will. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the adventure that lays ahead of Greg, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that he is primed and pumped for the adventure that lays ahead, Lord, that you've put that kind of spirit within him. He's got that kind of spirit within him that's accepts the call and accepts the call like the when the teacher calls on someone in the class, you're like the first one to put your hand up and say, me, teacher, I know the answer, or I'll do it. Yes, Lord. Send me, Lord. And Father, I thank you for the favor of God that is on Greg's life. Lord, that he will not despise the days of small beginnings. Lord, that he is one that whether you put him in the front of the pack, the back of the pack, the middle of the pack, the side of the pack, Lord, he's going to be content. He's going to be happy. And Father, that you have your spirit within him, Lord, that he make the most of what you do with him. He's going to look for the positive in wherever he's at, Lord, and he is going to see your hand move, Lord, because partly of the attitude, Lord, that he has, because of his willingness, because of his obedience. And Lord, even when he doesn't know exactly where that next step's going to take him, that he'll say, yes, Lord. And Father, I just thank you for the adventures. And I thank you for the pleasure and the joy. And yeah, at times it may feel a little scary. But Lord, I thank you that you have prepared him and you've equipped him. And Lord, that he's locked in. He is locked and loaded for bear. He's locked and loaded for the trip. And Father, I just bless him and Jennifer, Lord. And oh, Lord, the anointing that you've got there, the vision that you have there for them. Lord, that you've already preparing people ahead of them, Lord, that the favor of God is going to go before them and open doors for them. And Lord, it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. And yeah, it'll have its challenges, but that sometimes those challenges are part of the fun too, because we watch you move and say, look at what God did. Just look at what God did. And that's such a witness to the others, all the others that you'll encourage, all the others that you'll lay hands on and pray for. And you'll remind some of them of what God did in your life. And it'll bring hope and encouragement and joy to the others. Because they'll say, if God did it for Greg and if God did it for Jennifer, he'll do it for me. And Father, I thank you for Greg. And Lord, I thank you for the man of God he is. And Lord, I thank you for that tenacity, that never quit, never say never, that can do because God's with me, and I know it. Lord, he's a man after your own heart, a man of God. So, Lord, I just bless him. Lord, I bless him in his work. Father, I thank you, Lord, for just directing his steps and all of that. Lord, as you open the way, as you prepare the way, Lord, as you prepare him, Father, as you maneuver things into place. Lord, I just thank you for this beautiful couple and all that you're going to do with them and all how you're going to use them. And Lord, they've not even begun to think, what are you going to do? In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You still there?
Sorry, I had it muted. I was afraid my dog's going to bark.
Okay.
My first exposure to you, and Jennifer's going to be laughing, I was listening to a word that you had given her early on, and it's just in your beautiful Texas dialect. It's honey, it's not what you think. It's going to be so much better. And you know, I tell her that all the time, and she's like, I'm going to hear that the rest of my life, aren't I? I'm like, yeah, you are. If it's
that's
not coming
cool.
from me, it'll be coming from Jeannie again. So, but
yeah there's
and,
no
hiding
where I'm from. There's no hiding where I'm from.
I love Texas. I love Texas. I have a really good friend down there. So, those are beautiful confirmations for sure.
Well, praise the Lord. It's always. you guys. It's always fun ministering to y'all, and I just see such good things ahead for you guys.
Well, it's been awesome. I mean, it's been awesome getting to know her and, you know, watching her grow and watching me grow and us grow together. And I had the amazing opportunity to, her daughter got to come stay with us for a day or two last week. And her son came in this past Wednesday and stayed with me through Sunday morning. So I got to spend a lot of one-on-one time with him. Jen was back in North Carolina. So just getting to know and love them as family. And just seeing their strengths. Yeah, so listening to you talk about Colin, you know, and knowing a little bit about him. I mean, I spent some time with him, and it just blesses me to hear that. And then every time you talk to Ashley, it's the same. You know, that girl is just like her mother. She's amazing. She has a heart like you would not believe. And Colin does too. Those kids, they're amazing for sure. So yeah, I'm gushing and bragging on all of them, and that's quite all right. It's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, God bless me to treasure.
That's super. What a blessing to those kids to have you too.
Thank you.
Never know what God will do. How he brings families together and just brings out the best in all of them through it. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What, yeah. Any particular prayer requests, Greg?
Well, job stuff. My boss doesn't know what he's doing, and his boss moved to a different division, and I got a new boss's boss who wanted to meet with me, and he seems like he's better than the last one, and kind of asked me a few questions, and when he did, he told me, he's like, well, just talk to your boss about that. And I'm like, he doesn't know how to do that. And he's like, roll his eyes. And he's like, well, just call me. And after the second or third time, he's like, he didn't even say that anymore. He's like, just call me. So, yeah. And I'm not trying to cut my boss out at all. It's just that I don't have time to add steps into my processes.
Right.
And so I'm encouraged with that. I don't know what it means. It's just like, it's a day to day. God will do what he will do. Mm-hmm. But on the prayer front, actually, and I never said this one before, but I have two children. They're 24 and 29, 24-year-old daughter, 29-year-old son.
But
by the world's view, they are thriving. Both of them are doing exceptionally well. But neither one of them are walking with God, and they weren't raised that way. I wasn't perfect, I can tell you that. But, I mean, they were both in Christian schools, and we were in church quite a bit. But the world has definitely pulled both of them, and knew that they both lived away from me for a while now. So I have little input other than being able to pray for them.
It's nice to have input, but the prayers are powerful. I mean, the prayers are powerful.
Yeah.
And many times family won't really listen to family. But they may listen to someone else. And one thing I pray many times is that God will send someone that they will listen to, someone that will,
that
has an influence in their life.
Sometimes
that's what it takes.
That has been my prayer, yeah. Well, their name, my son's name is Gregory, and my daughter's name is Sarah. So, yeah, I want agreement prayers for that they will find their way, that God will woo them, call them out, and change their lives.
Okay. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I do come in agreement with Greg, for Gregory and Sarah, and Father, that you would visit them. Lord, that they would have an encounter with you. And Father, even the things from their childhood, going to Christian schools and church and whatever, Lord, your word says, raise up a child in the way they should go, and when they grow old, they'll not turn from it. And Father, we just speak that scripture over them. Lord, it doesn't say anything about the time in between. And Lord, many of us, we've went through seasons and even years of our life that we strayed from you, that we strayed from what we knew. And Father, that they will have that reality check. Father, that reality check that though they may be doing wonderful in the world's eyes, they may be having health and finances and favor with men and things like that, Lord, that if we gain the whole world but we lose our soul, then we've lost it all. And Father, I just ask that you would bring to their remembrance, Lord, that the Word of God would begin to come to the remembrance, Lord, that you would even memories, Lord, that would be from back, Lord, that memories that would come back to them, things that would have been the real things of God that were pleasant, that were heartwarming, things that were dear to their heart, even as a child, that pertained to the Lord. And Father, that they would hear, Lord, just as one of the boys of one of the wilderness, that they would hear of things of God and recognize it, Lord, because they're not completely ignorant of what the Word of God is, Lord, for the way they were raised. But Lord, sometimes those in the world, they see things that happen, Lord, that it shakes them to their core, and they know that's God. They might not be walking with God. They may not even be going to church and things like that, but they see things in the reality in their heart. They go, that's God. But Lord, that there would be a call upon their hearts. There is a call on their lives, but Lord, a call upon their hearts. Lord, that call of come back home. Come back home to the Lord. Come to the Lord. Because Lord, we came from you. Even those that have maybe never been saved, Lord, it is a call home because you're our creator. You're the one that created us and made us. And we were in your heart, in your mind, in your plan first. So when we are born again, it is a call to home, to our Father, our Heavenly Father and our Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for moving in Sarah and Gregory's life. Lord, put those people around them that will be a witness to them, someone that they would respect enough, that they would maybe have a friendship with, or Lord, those that they would have a voice with them, that they would have a voice with them, Lord, and that they'd be receptive, and Lord, that your spirit, Lord, that you would just send your spirit to woo them and call them back to you, Lord. Call them back to truth. And Lord, that reality check of regardless of how successful we are in this world, Lord, that if we're not walking with you, that it's all for naught. You know, it's all smoke and mirrors if it's not walking with you, Lord, in those things that are eternal. And Father, I thank you for protecting them and putting a hedge of protection around their lives. And Lord, even eye opening things, Lord, so they see the reality of things. Lord, so many things can seem very attractive, but then our eyes be open to the reality of, you know, in some things of how meaningless it really is, that only those things that are of God are eternal and lasting and really go with us all the way into eternity. So Father, thank you, Lord, for Greg and his prayers for his children. Lord, I thank you for the influence that he's been on them. And Father, we just come into agreement for his children, Lord, that they will be called back to the Lord, that they will be called back to your heart and into your purposes, Lord. And Lord, that their hearts would connect with you again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Oh, you're welcome. You're more than welcome.
Should be one of you. Glad you're back. Glad you got you more out of your house and everything so well. That's so awesome.
Oh, thank
God is
you.
Awesome.
I love you guys too. God is just blown my socks off at times, the things he does. he's just amazing. Well, you have a good week.
You too.
I'm going to move on, and God bless
you, ma'am,
guys.
Thank you so much, Jeannie.
Uh-huh. All right, 251-342. I believe this is Miss Latrice.
It is, Jenny. How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice, girl. You have a very distinct voice. You're very recognizable.
I hear it often.
I bet you do. I bet you do. You've like said, I even having never seen you, if I were to hear your voice in amongst 1,000 people, I would say, that's Latrice. I would know that that was you. A very recognizable voice.
All the time.
Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there is a sound that you've put within Latrice's voice, Lord, and it's the call of God. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you put an anointing, Lord, in her voice. Lord, there's also an authority in her voice, Lord, that you put there's an authority, Lord, in the spirit realm in Latrice. And, Lord, I know that she's aware of it. I know that she is, that she knows that. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for, Lord, pouring into her and, Lord, the overflow from her, Lord, that flows to others. I just see, and it's thick. It's thick. I see flowing from you like your vessel full and that thick overflow. It's not like water. This is like honey, the overflow from your life. Flowing out to others and just that, you know, I'm trying to think of something that pours like that. You know, you don't ever purposely overpour, take bad or anything like that. But anyhow, just that overflow. I just see like God pouring into you, pouring out to you, and just that overflow pouring out and pouring into others. Others partaking of the abundance that comes from you. That God has poured into you, others partaking of your abundance. And it's not anyone taking anything from you, because see, it's that overflow. It's that more than enough that's rolling out to the others. It's that more than enough, because your container is full. Yours is full. You're not losing anything. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Lord, just blessing Latrice. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the Lord using her, Lord, that she is a voice, Lord, using her to speak wisdom and encouragement into other lives. Lord, I thank you, Father, for that prophetic flow from Latrice, that prophetic flow, Lord, with authority of speaking into the lives of others, Lord, and her having a voice that is heard. Lord, others that give credence to what she says, Lord, that they do respect what she says, Lord, that she is believable. She's one that's believable, Lord, that people, that they respect her, they honor her, that respect and honor. I just see that, Latrice, and you may already have a lot of that, but I just really see like respect and honor coming to you from others and being believable, like they do listen to what you say. They do listen and going to listen. They do listen. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for that overflow. And I thank you for that abundance. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And it is so.
It is so. It is so. It is so. Well, girl, yeah. You got anything in particular you want in prayer about or anything you want to share with us tonight?
I have some unspoken prayer requests that I believe God, I'm believing God to move on, and some, I guess it would be the same thing, and a release of some manifested blessings,
yeah.
To show me if or where I stand in a delay of them, if there is one.
If there is a delay, right. Yeah, sometimes things
yeah.
are just timing. Yeah. Well, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the pouring out, Lord, in the receiving. Father, we thank you, Lord, that nothing but nothing can be a hindrance to her blessing. Father, I thank you, Lord, for aligning things, Lord, for Latrice. And Lord, giving her acknowledgement, Lord, giving her understanding, Lord, that she is able to see the dam burst. She is able to see the flow and the flood come forth. But Lord, that she also know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, Lord, whether there's a hindrance there or Lord, whether it's just the timing, Lord, whether you are still preparing and getting things ready, Lord, and sometimes what we're waiting on is actually even another person at times because God's aligning things with them so that the release comes forth. It's not always just us because God, he works with people and it can be others that have delayed or getting in line that God uses. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for removing any and every hindrance. Father, I thank you, Lord, for opening the windows of heaven for her, Lord, that she sees just a pouring out of God onto her life and into her life. And, Father, I thank you that no one else can have her blessing. Lord, no one else can have her blessing. Lord, no one else can have her blessing. Lord, we know in the Word where Jacob stole Esau's blessing, but, Lord, that's not happening with Latrice. Lord, that no one, you have marked her blessing for her. And it is her blessing. And Lord, it's not just one. It's not just one blessing. It's numerous blessings and a flow. Lord, and out of this flow, Father, that others will partake of her flow that she gives. Lord, others will be blessed from the flow into her life. And Father, we just thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of it, Lord. We thank you that she begins to see the coming forth. She begins to see the manifestation, Lord. She begins to see it in this time. And Lord, I thank you for the rejoicing. The rejoicing, the thank yous, Lord, all of the testimony. Lord, for the testimony and the witness that it is to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I do thank you, Jenny.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Be blessed and continue to allow God to use you for times such as this.
Yes, ma'am. I receive it. Well, thank you, and you have a good week.
All right, you too, then. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, 731-334. How's Ashley doing tonight?
Hi, Jeannie. I'm doing good. I'm so excited to hear your voice. I miss you so much. I just love hearing your voice, and I miss you, and I wasn't able to call into you. I actually called in last night to Felicia and for a little bit, and I was going to hang up, and I heard your voice, and I was like, well, I've got to stay on now and listen to her pray over you and come into agreement with her. So.
Yep. I said what, Felicia is the real deal now. That girl is anointed and is on fire for God, and I appreciate her, which I love here. I love listening to the other programs too. I mean, I call in just as much as you guys do probably, but I love listening to them. Well, but it's good to hear your voice tonight. I'm so glad that I've been able to actually do the program, and it's working.
Yes. Thank God.
Amen. Yeah. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Ashley, and Lord, I thank you that she is a light. Lord, she is a light in dark places. Father, that she is a light wherever she goes, Lord. And Father, Lord, that sometimes her light actually irritates the devils that are around, Lord, but it doesn't dampen her light whatsoever, Lord. But she goes into those dark places. Her light goes into those dark places, Father, and it just brings the love of God and the light of God and the joy of the Lord. Actually, it's like I can see when you're around, it's like, and you may at times be totally oblivious, but it's like the things that are not of God become irritated and kind of like uncomfortable when you're around because of just the presence of God that's on you. You know, when Jesus, when Jesus would go into places, the demoniacs would actually cry out, you know, why have you come to torment us before our time and that sort of thing, because the presence of God, you know, it'll make those things, you know, cry out or shriek out at times. But I see that your presence at times and the love of God and the joy of the Lord that's on your life and just the light of God and the anointing that's on your life, that it makes the demonic uncomfortable. It's, you know, like getting too close to the flame, that those things can become uncomfortable. I don't know if you have encountered at times, sometimes we can encounter opposition because it's like stirring up a wasp nest a little bit because we're there. And I know I have run across that in years past, back when I was working, that if there was someone that just like immediately didn't like you, you know, and it's just like, it's because the spirit that was within them didn't like the spirit that was within us. And you realize what it is, you know, as you grow and you're around that kind of thing, you recognize what it is. And it's not always, that's the spirits that are in a person's life. I mean, in other words, in a sense, we don't really take it personal, even though we realize that those people are, that they're being manipulated and controlled by the demonic and that sort of thing, you know, that we don't, you know, we don't hold it against the person themselves and realize that they need freedom, that there's someone that needs freedom. And I just see the compassion of God flowing from you, God using you to pray for others, God, even those that would be in dark places in their hearts and in their lives, God using you behind the scenes, you know, not always walking up to someone and saying, can I lay hands on you and pray for you? Sometimes you just knowing that person needs prayer, and in your prayer closet or in your time at home or whatever, I see God using you to pray for others and pray for their freedom and pray for their deliverance and for God to send those to them. They not everyone will receive us, but they will receive somebody. They'll receive somebody as a rule. And I just see the Lord using you, putting people on your heart, sometimes the Lord giving you names, and having you pray for others. He may even wake you in the night at times to pray for others and to intercede for others. And sometimes you may know the outcome and sometimes you may not, but you will know that you've obeyed God. And see, that's what really matters. That's what matters. Because we never know what God is doing. But girl, you let your light keep shining. You let the joy of the Lord keep shining through you. And know that if once in a while you encounter some opposition, particularly opposition that you don't really understand, just know that it's someone that's bound that needs freedom. Don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. Just say a prayer for them and pray that God has set them free, that he'll send those and that their hearts will be touched and that they'll see the love of God. Keep showing the love of God. Keep walking with the Lord, knowing that God has got you by the hand. I've seen it like that before, that the Lord just absolutely have you by the hand and walking out ahead of you, just like, come on, girl. Come on, girl. Him taking you where the places he has for you. So, Father, I thank you for Ashley and all of the gifting and the talents, some of them even undiscovered at this time, Lord, that you have for her and the adventures in her life and, Lord, the beautiful places that you're going to take her. And Father, I thank you for the favor of God that's on her life that goes before. And Lord, I thank you for those divine connections. Lord, those divine connections that will actually help. They'll help open doors. They'll help make the way ahead of you. The favor of God and the divine connections will actually help pave the path that lays before you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. I'm soaking every bit of that prayer. Thank you so much.
Oh, girl, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome.
I'll tell you what, I've really been feeling the need to step out and, like, pray for people. Like, in my own time too, like you were talking about, like when God lays someone on your heart, you just feel the need to just stop and just pray for them. I actually felt, I was actually praying for my boss the other day because I really just felt like she needed prayer, and I shared with her that I prayed for her, and I just felt like her just face just lit up. So I've definitely been feeling that. I think that's happening. He's laying people on my heart to pray for. So
yeah, he'll do that. And, you know, and God honors. I mean, he rewards us for just being obedient and doing it. I know when I was even a young person, like a teenager, the Lord had me pray for people that, you know, I hardly knew, and years later, not ever really know what happened in their life. But, you know, sometimes not every person has saved family members or kinfolks to pray for them, and God will reach into another family. You know, whereas some people maybe had a godly grandmother or a godly mom or dad or a godly aunt or uncle that was praying for them. There are some families that they don't have any of that. And God will reach into another family and say, intercede for them, stand in the gap for them. You know, and then many times God will save one. You know, one will give in to the call of God, and then God will use that one to minister to the rest of their family. And he brings in entire generations of families like that. So praise God, you know, for being obedient to the Lord, and know that God's, that's something you're going to do a lot. That's something you're going to encounter over and over. God's going to put you, going to use you as an intercessor for others. So praise the Lord.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. I just think it's so beautiful that we can just share in the love of God. And, yeah, that's a blessing. So I'm blessed that he would have that for me.
Yep. He does, girl. He absolutely, he's using you. So you keep letting your light shine and be that light in dark places. Well, is that all you have? Did you have a prayer request before I let you go? Or
I did. I have one prayer request. I know there are other people waiting on the line. Just one prayer request. I am met with my supervisor today, so I'm doing a volunteer position as a court-appointed special advocate. I think I told you a little bit about it before, but I'm assigned a child that's in the system due to a case of abuse or neglect. Uh-huh. And I met with my supervisor to discuss potential cases today because I'm just starting out. So she laid out around 5 different cases with like sibling groups that are possible for me to take on as a CASA. And so I have my choice, and I just would really like prayer about which one God, if any, that God would have for me.
Right. Okay. Well, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just directing Ashley's steps, and Lord, that you will, Lord, even cause her to know. Lord, cause her to know. Lord, even highlight to her the answer. Father, you'll have that she will know which group, Lord, that she will have understanding, Lord, that you will, and just like in your word, says, hear her voice behind her, says, this is the way, walk ye in it, Lord, that she will know. She'll just know. She'll have confirmation, Lord, of what you want her to do. And Father, we just thank you for doing that. Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving her that knowing in her knower, that peace in her heart. The word says, let the peace of God be our guide. Or that she will feel that peace that will be a confirmation to her down in her gut, Lord, down in her gut, that will say, this is what I want you to do. And, Lord, I just thank you for the communication, Lord, with her teacher, Lord, for the communication with those around her. And, Lord, that things just fall into place easily. But, Father, I just thank you for using her and Lord, letting her be that beautiful, bright light that she is. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I love you, Jeannie.
I love you too, sweetie. All right. You have a good evening.
You too.
All right. I hate to say, you guys, it is 8. It just turned 8:45. I'm supposed to be logged off at 8:45 so that Randy can do his program. So I am so sorry for all the ones that I've got several left. Anyhow, God bless you all. I'll try to get everybody. I'll try to go faster next week and get to everyone. Y'all have a beautiful week. And if you can, call back into Randy's program. He'll start at 9 o'clock. If I didn't get to you, try to get on his call list. All right. Love you guys. God bless. Good night.